From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
He's right, you know, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Friday, November 23rd. I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Allison Stewart.
You look nothing like her. And I'm Rachel Martin, in for Luke Burbank.
What's going on with you, Rachel?
Well, Mike, funny you should ask. So, okay, you know there's this writer's strike going on, and this is actually kind of created a little bit of buzz about improv. You know, a week or so ago, Saturday Night Live did a live improv.
Yes, many of them have their background in improv.
Exactly. Right. So I have friends coming into town, and they can't get tickets to Broadway shows, so we're going to the improv.
Because those are closed too.
Because everyone's on strike, so we're going to the improv.
Have you ever been to the improv before?
An improvisational comedy troupe came to my undergraduate school when I was in college.
But you haven't. So let me give you some.
So it's been a while, basically.
I've never done improv, but I've done the audience at an improv, and I'll give you some advice.
Okay.
They're gonna want suggestions, right?
Yeah.
And then people always shout out both sex references and toilet humor, and it gets a titter,
so. And
people might go with that. What you want to do is shout out better references, and here's how.
Take the high road.
Well, specificity.
Okay.
So if they say, give me a location, someone's going to shout out a men's room. Someone's going to shout out Starbucks. I've never been at one where they didn't shout out Starbucks. What you have to say is something really specific.
Like, Benazir Bhutto's bedroom.
There you go. The mountainous region of Waziristan.
Also,
they
so
say, someone say,
this.
Give me a job. So let me show you how this goes.
Okay,
suggest a job.
Janitor.
Okay. Assistant janitor. Assistant,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, that's good, because then there's a whole backstory context.
Yeah, it gives them a little more to work with. So there's my advice for improv.
Okay, I like it. I like it. But we're going to talk about some other stuff today on the show. You're going to talk about football, right?
Yeah, it seems like I'm always talking about football.
I'm not going to talk about it for crying out loud.
College football is a really interesting game between Kansas and Missouri, and what's interesting is that it's between Kansas and Missouri, two usually terrible teams, especially Kansas, and this battle between them is called the Border War.
Okay.
So it's not exactly a friendly rivalry. We'll talk about that.
Okay, what does interest me? Ben Harper.
See, not so much me. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. Okay, so we did an interview and a little performance chat with him a while back, and we're going to replay some bits of that for you. But first, I'll bring you the top news stories of the day, but we are going to tell you about the BPP's big story. When Minnesota's I-35W bridge collapsed into the Mississippi River on August 1st, killing 13 people and injuring 100 more, politicians promised to put their differences aside and move quickly to rebuild. The problem is, the bridge project got added into a huge federal transportation bill, and so Minneapolis commuters have to wait until Democrats and Republicans can agree on the more than 5,000 other earmarks in that bill. So how quickly do you think that will happen?
I'll give you an idea. On Wednesday, the House passed a version of the transportation bill that included $195 million for the Minnesota Bridge. That's about half of what the project's going to cost. President Bush has threatened to veto that version because of its, quote, excessive levels of spending, though Bush says he supports funding the I-35 bridge project. He says he won't sign a bill that exceeds his original budget request by more than $3 billion and includes a provision like $1 million for a cultural museum in Woodstock, New York.
Well, now, what's upsetting some people in Minnesota is that two of their own representatives, both Republicans, voted against this bill. The two Minnesota Republicans say they support a separate bill that would still provide the money without excessive spending. But Democrats accuse them of supporting the other bill because it has earmarks for their own constituents.
Right. So the Republicans are saying you're going to get the money anyway. The Democrats are saying, but you voted against this bill that will give us this money. In a way, it doesn't matter, because the point here is that the bill's going to take a long time. There's no date for Congress to take up a new version. And in the meantime, there's no one's going to be building the bridge. So the promise of bipartisanship and cooperation, that's falling apart.
Yeah, both sides agree the bridge funding is a priority, but the partisan arguing continues. In the meantime, Minnesota has accelerated the $234 million construction of a replacement bridge and hopes to have that new span open by Christmas Eve 2008. That's the BPP's big story.
Oh, let me say this part.
Oh.
Now, here's Rachel Martin with even more news.